urges PM to listen to concerns of Sindh and South Punjab, rallies support for April 18th Hyderabad meeting on water rights, extremism, sees joint work on PSDP as step towards cooperative governance with PMLN, reaffirms PPP's stance against terrorism and extremism. Larkana, Pakistan People's Party, PPP, Chairman Biliwal Bhutto Zardari insisted on Friday that the judicious distribution of water is our right and demanded the withdrawal of any decision that may be harmful to the integrity of the federation. Addressing a large public gathering on the 46th death anniversary of his grandfather, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, he urged the federal government and the Prime Minister to heed the voice of the people of Sindh and South Punjab. "This is not just my demand, it is the demand of the people," he said, adding that the PPP stood with the people, and not with those making unilateral decisions. Mr. Bhutto Zardari appreciated to the PMLN for withholding approval of the controversial ICNEC decision, saying that no irresponsible move should be made on such a sensitive matter. The PPP chairman also appealed for public support in the upcoming Umrkot by-election on April 17, calling it critical to the party's continued fight for water rights and federal harmony. He also urged party workers to join him in Hyderabad on April 18 to raise their voice against terrorism and extremism and for the equitable distribution of water under the slogan "Pakistan Kape, We Want Pakistan." Without naming names, Mr. Bhutto Zardari criticized what he termed political orphans who were suffering from Zardari phobia and claimed that Asif Ali Zardari's slogan of "Pakistan Kape" had ended the politics of division. He reiterated PPP's historical stance against terrorism and extremism, saying, "We are the voice of Benazir Bhutto. We will fight against those who pit brother against brother. Terrorists today hide behind religion and nationalism, but in reality, they are just contract killers and pawns," he added, citing recent terrorist incidents in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa and Balochistan. He asserted that the PPP was the first to raise concerns about water shortages. He cited IRSA reports and insisted that even Punjab's farmers are suffering. He recalled that Benazir Bhutto had blocked a similar controversial water project, and Jahangir Bhadar had raised the issue from Lahore, while Raja Pervez Ashraf, then Minister for Water, had declared the plan dead. He said the PPP Central Executive Committee, CEC, in its December 27 meeting in Islamabad had rejected unilateral decisions on water distribution. "I am a man of Mohenjo-daro. I live by the river and carry out cultivation," he added, stressing the cultural and economic significance of the Indus River. Calling the four provinces brothers, Mr. Bhutto Zardari warned political and apolitical forces working against federal unity that PPP would resist them at every forum. He added that PPP and PMLN had agreed to prepare the Public Sector Development Programme, PSDP, in consultation, showing a move towards cooperative governance. "PPP workers will stand with the flag of Pakistan. We must bury our differences for the sake of the country," he said, adding that opposition parties must play a constructive role. Earlier, top PPP leaders including Raja Pervez Ashraf, Balochistan Chief Minister Sarfraz Bhukti, PPP Sindh President Nisar Kuro, Senator Rubina Khalid and Ajiz Jikrani paid glowing tributes to Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, recalling his vision, reforms and sacrifices for the nation. A mushaira was also held, where poets from across the country recited verses in honor of Mr. Bhutto's legacy. Published in Dawn, April 5, 2025.